More than anything, Americans want secure borders, but they're not getting any of that. And so resentment is building, and why wouldn't it? So what can be done to fix it? Chris Kobach is a former Secretary of State of the state of Kansas, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Kobach, thanks very much for coming on. Why is it so hard for the administration to enact the policies the president ran on?
Well, I think the biggest impediment, actually, Tucker, has been the Department of Homeland Security itself. Leadership at that agency for the past 2 years, ever since the president took office, has been unwilling to execute many of the president's plans. And I can say from direct personal experience, I have been in the room when the president has given express orders to leadership at DHS and been assured that, yes, those orders will be carried out. And then a year later, nothing has happened. So there has been deliberate foot dragging. And I think that's why you're seeing the White House take the necessary steps to clean house at DHS and put people in, hopefully, who will quickly execute what the president orders. I mean, it was the president who was elected, not the agency.
Of course.
And the agency needs to enact and move quickly to execute the president's objectives and policies. That has not been happening, and it's been really remarkable how badly the agency has been doing in executing what the president has asked.
Well, that's not just a hope. It's a constitutional requirement. All authority in the executive branch flows from the one guy who's elected by voters, who's the president. So if you're running DHS tomorrow, what would you do first?
First three things I would do to address this current problem on the border is, number one, we would publish the final version of the regulation that settles the Flores settlement. It supersedes the Flores settlement. Basically, it stipulates how the United States can detain an entire family unit together, so you wouldn't have separation of families, and you could detain them for as long as is necessary. That could be done tomorrow. Second thing is, I would deploy the thousands of FEMA trailers either to border cities or to military bases in Texas and Arizona, and set up processing centers. Instead of just turning loose these bogus asylum applicants onto the American streets, never to be seen again, let's put them in mobile homes, let's process their claims, ship the immigration judges in, have the claims processed right there. As soon as their claim is denied, put them on a passenger plane and fly them right back home. Word will get out in the villages back home. Hey, it doesn't work to get in these caravans anymore. You're not going to be released into United States. And then the third thing that I would do is publish a regulation that tells Mexico, in so many words, no, your illegal aliens in the United States cannot send remittances home anymore. You can't wire things through Western Union. We could do that with a Treasury regulation and then tell Mexico, look, that regulation is going to take effect and become final unless you sign a third country, safe third country agreement like we have with Canada, so that any asylum applicant has to, the first safe country they set foot in, namely Mexico, they have to apply there for asylum. They can't walk all the way through Mexico and then say, oh, we're applying for asylum here in the United States. I do those three things right away, keep building the wall, and then there's about 50 other executive actions.
But those three things that you just explained would take care of a huge percentage of the problem that we're seeing on television. So I hope whoever's running that does those things tomorrow. I can't resist asking you about Barack Obama's remarks from Berlin. He said it's not racist to ask people to learn the language of the country they're moving to or to encourage them to assimilate. If you want to hang together as a country, you have to do that. I wonder, how have things changed so much that obvious statement, which has been an article of faith for Americans since the country was founded, become hate speech?
You know, I think it's the multiculturalism and political correctness has gone so far over the edge that now to even say anything that suggests to people who came to America because they like something about our country, to suggest to them, well, why don't you adopt the language of our country and why don't you appreciate the United States Constitution? There's an idea. To suggest that is to be somehow racist or intolerant. And that's not true at all. It's simply to say, look, we want to be a country where we all agree with each other in principle. I mean, obviously, we can disagree politically, but we want to have shared principles and shared language and to the extent possible, shared values. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's
every
mandatory.
Great nation has done that.
Of course, or the country falls away. Yeah. People are so afraid of being criticized by CNN that they won't, but they should. Chris Kobach, it's great to see you. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.